Hello everyone and welcome to Warriors for Jesus Christ Healing and Deliverance Ministry. I am Michelle Manders and I'm very happy to be here with you today to conduct another awesome prayer which I have selected out of the amazing offer that CanaanMinistries.org provide. And this prayer today is one that I would suggest every prayer warrior who is participating in deliverance or healing use on a regular basis. For me, this is really a powerful one, especially when we are experiencing increased pushback against the work that the Holy Spirit has guided us to do and the projects that the throne of God has assigned to us. So this prayer, as I said, is being provided by Canaan Ministries, and it is a renunciation prayer, a general renunciation prayer, but it's titled Dangerous Prayers. So I see it as one that is great to use against dangerous prayers or dangerous things that we've been involved in or that is coming up against us. So I'm going to go through it and you will get a taste of it now, and then you'll see what I mean, why I suggest this should be a regular one that you conduct, especially if you yourself are a deliverance minister or healer. Alrighty, now the reason why I conduct the prayers in this manner is because a number of people have asked me if I would, because they like to close their eyes and simply listen as if they were in a group listening to someone conduct a prayer so that they can really get into it and then acknowledge and own the prayer as their own as I'm praying. So you can say amen, yes Lord, please, that's exactly what I want, whatever comes to mind. Just feel the ownership of the words as if you were praying it. Alrighty, thank you everyone for sharing in this prayer with me today, and I honestly pray that the Holy Spirit blesses you with the anointing that comes from working at this level with the Holy Spirit in cleaning up our acts. Precious Sovereign Heavenly Father, we come before your throne in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, anointed by the Holy Spirit of your almighty goodness, precious Father. We praise you, we adore you, we acknowledge you as the one and only almighty, omniscient, omnipresent, omnibenevolent, omnipotent creator. You created everything. You gave yourself as Jesus Christ of Nazareth to wipe clean our sins. And Father, we thank you with every part of our being for this, and we choose to glorify your name, your body, your everything, in everything that we do, everything we think, everything we say. Precious Sovereign Father, everything that we succeed in is because of you. Everything we are humble about is because you have humbled us, Lord. And we ask you to keep us humble, whole, and righteous in your precious sovereign eyes, Lord. Lord, continue to bring us closer to you in everything and in every way and in every part of our lives. Make it known to us anything in any part of our lives that you are not happy with, Lord, in your sovereign name and with your sovereign authority. Crush every iniquity, every false doctrine, every false power in our lives. Holy Spirit of our good God, we ask you to be our discernment in every matter we are faced with. Sovereign Father, you created us with free will like the angels. But precious Father, unlike the fallen angels, we place our free will in your hands. Let your will be done in our lives, Lord, and no other will. This we pray now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And this we give thanks for, Lord, in your sovereign name. Amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I now rebuke and bind all anti-prayer demons in the air, on the earth, under the earth, in the sea, and all the waters above and underneath, examples, rivers, dams, streams, lagoons, etc. I destroy all hindrances against my prayers now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In the name of the sovereign, almighty Savior of mankind, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I also rebuke and bind all anti-deliverance demons, anti-progress demons, anti-prosperity demons, and anti-miracle demons. I now use the fire of the Holy Spirit of our good God and the sovereign blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth to destroy all spiritual cellophane covering the air. I now destroy every covering that the devil has made around or against me in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It is destroyed. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, our sovereign Savior, the one whose name is the only authority destroying all darkness, I now destroy every cage, every chain, every cord, and every bag of witches against me. I prophesy in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth to the east wind to blow away every smoke screen of the devil against my prayers. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I now destroy Satan's entire web that has entangled me, and I loose myself from all the powers of darkness against me in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and by his blood, it is now done. In the name of the one and only sovereign King of Kings, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I break myself loose from the powers of witches, wizards, spiritual husbands, spiritual wives, spiritual children, spiritual homes, spiritual properties, familiar spirits, water spirits, dead human spirits, and every other spirit known of and unknown of, human and non-human, crushing their powers under the authority of Jesus Christ of Nazareth's almighty foot, casting all of these to the feet of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, to whom they are accountable. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I now shatter, smash, and crush into pieces every spiritual screen which Satan is using in monitoring me. In the holy, almighty, authoritative name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I destroy every spiritual mirror, spiritual tape, spiritual camera, spiritual satellites, and all spiritual properties that Satan has set against me in any way or form through a human or non-human, known of or unknown of, all are now shattered under Jesus Christ of Nazareth's almighty foot, his name and his blood. I now rebuke, bind, and cast out of my life all evil terrestrial and celestial spirits in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth who are working against me, and cast them to the feet of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In his sovereign name, the name Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Yeshua Messiah of Nazareth, I stand on this word and condemn all properties and weapons against me in my Lord and Savior's sovereign name. Hear it, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Yeshua, Messiah. In the sovereign name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I bind all powers of witches, wizards, demigods, familiar spirits, water spirits, all chief evil spirits, spirits of weakness, and every other evil spirit working against my life and my progress. They are now bound in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Yeshua Messiah, the one and only sovereign King of Kings. Satan and all evil spirits and servants of Satan, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I destroy every covering you have made to protect yourself from the Holy Spirit fire, no matter your level, no matter your rank, no matter your office and area of operation in the spirit, it is now destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the sovereign King of Kings, the one who has already defeated you. In the powerful name of Jesus Christ, under the authority of his powerful name and blood, I now destroy any of my properties in the spirit world, anywhere my image, my properties, my pictures, my clothes, my money, my name, any parts of my body, my fingernails or my hair is in the air, on the earth, underneath the earth, or in the waters above or underneath, in rivers and in seas, before swine or idols, in the covens of the temples of Satan, or in the covens of witches, I now ask the Holy Spirit fire of our good God to destroy, crush, and obliterate the items of Satan working against me and testifying against me through those properties. And this I now ask in Jesus Christ of Nazareth's pure, undefiled name. In the victorious and powerful name of our Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I ask you, sovereign, precious Lord, whom I adore, whom I praise, whom I worship, whom I've given my entire life to, my marriage, my children, my ministry, everything, to loose my heart, my soul, and my mind in spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I now destroy any cage, chain, bag, or prison room where Satan has tied my heart, my soul, and my mind. It is now destroyed, all of them, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, his blood protecting me and incinerating every ungodly, unholy power that has come against me. I ask you, precious, sovereign, Holy Spirit of our good God, to please destroy all the power of the demons on guard against my heart, my soul, and my mind. Sovereign, precious, Holy Father, I bring the sins of my ancestors before you. I confess all their sins, including the killing of human beings, worshipping of idols, selling and buying of human beings, sacrificing human beings to idols, demons, and Satan, eating human flesh, and every other evil and wicked act that they have done. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I break and nullify all curses, covenants, and initiations made by my ancestors or by myself in the air, on the earth, under the earth, in the waters above or underneath. Precious Holy Sovereign Father, in Jesus Christ's name, I now ask that all of these curses, covenants, and initiations are broken and nullified permanently. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my sovereign Savior, my Redeemer, my everything, I come against all curses I have made against myself, against my progress, and my future, knowingly or unknowingly. In the same name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my sovereign Savior, I now destroy all curses hiding in the air, on the earth, under the earth, in the waters above and beneath the earth, in the rivers, the seas, dams, lagoons, etc. I now nullify and render all of you harmless. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my sovereign Savior, my Lord, my Master, the one whom I worship, glorify, and adore. Precious Holy Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Yeshua Messiah, I rebuke and bind the demons assigned to the curses. And in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I command every demon that you now become the footstool of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and in his sovereign name, I reverse the curses and change them into blessings by the authority Jesus Christ of Nazareth's name gives me, not just by using his name, but by the faith I have in him, in what he did on the cross, and that his victory over Satan is already done. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I come against all the covenants I have made with idols, demons, water spirits, spiritual husbands, spiritual wives, spiritual children, dead human spirits, and any other spirit, human or non-human, in the physical, in the spiritual, or in dreams. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I now cancel these covenants and declare them null and void. Jesus Christ of Nazareth's name is the authority that commands this and makes it so now. All the initiations I have made against myself, I destroy all of them now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and I now withdraw my membership from such initiations. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I cancel my name from the register of Satan. I declare myself free from today in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Jesus Christ of Nazareth has redeemed me by his blood. Precious Sovereign Father, remove from me all the curses of disobedience to your commandments, O Lord. Rebuke the devourer from my life. Please, Holy Sovereign Good God, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, withdraw the locust, the canker worm, the caterpillar, and the palmer worm from me. Give me the former and the latter rain, and fill me again with your sovereign blessings in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In Jesus Christ of Nazareth's sovereign name, I destroy and nullify any enchantments, spells, charms, incantations, curses, covenants, initiations, and manipulations from any idols, witches, wizards, priests, water spirits, familiar spirits, ascended masters, fallen angels, Nephilim spirits, Titan spirits, and abortions from any coven, spiritual temple, and mystic homes in the air, the land, and the sea. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my sovereign Savior and Redeemer, I destroy all covenants and initiations made on my behalf in the air, on the earth, under the earth, and in the waters above and beneath, rivers, dams, streams, seas, lagoons, etc. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth and under his authority, I destroy all the evil properties involved in the curses and covenants and initiations against me. These are now destroyed with the fire of the Holy Spirit of our good God. And under this fire, and under the authority of Jesus Christ of Nazareth's sovereign name, I bind and chain all the evil spirit gatekeepers that are in charge of these curses, covenants, initiations, spells, charms, etc. that are against my life. I now destroy the deed of agreement in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I also, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, destroy any salt covenant that was made through any meal. Sovereign Heavenly Father, I now separate myself from all curses, covenants, initiations, etc. made against me. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I have been set free to choose whom I serve. I now declare that every curse is broken, nailed to the cross, and reversed into a blessing. Jesus Christ of Nazareth became a curse so that I can be blessed. And this I thank you for, precious Jesus Christ. I thank you, precious Sovereign Father, for giving us yourself as Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I choose to serve the Heavenly Father, the good God, the pure living God of Israel, the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth and the Holy Spirit. I am a new creation, recreated by Jesus Christ of Nazareth. As Matthew 12:37 declares, "For by the word thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned." Precious Sovereign, Holy, and Divine Father, let me be justified now by the words of my mouth. Everyone listening to this prayer, where I now say my name, please say your name out loud. Today, I, Michelle Bonita Manders, declare myself a heavenly citizen and a member of the family of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Whoever touches me touches the apple of God's eye. No weapon formed against me any longer shall by any means prosper in my life, and any tongue that shall rise against me in judgment shall be destroyed completely. In Jesus Christ of Nazareth's sovereign and holy name, I now receive peace, righteousness, justice, security, and victory over ungodly opposition as part of my inheritance of my sovereign, omnibenevolent Father, and declare myself a bond servant of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my advocate and my righteousness. And this we pray in the one and only sovereign holy name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, precious Father, for hearing our prayer today. Thank you, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, for setting us free. And we ask you to keep us under the covering of your precious blood, that we may walk in your light, in your love, and in your authority every day and every night. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy, your grace, and your forgiveness. We find glory in you and we glorify you in everything we do. Precious Lord, our precious sovereign Father, who art in heaven, sacred, in other words, hallowed, is thy name. Let thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done on earth as it is in your heaven. Please give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins and trespasses as we forgive those who have trespassed against us. Precious Lord, please lead us not into temptation, but instead deliver us from the evil one and all evil of the world. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Thank you, precious brother or sister, for taking the time to go through this prayer with me. I trust you're feeling the lightness and the sovereignty that comes with shaking off all of these ungodly, unholy spirits. And I ask now that the pure Spirit, the Holy Spirit of our good God, fill us up, replacing every part of ourselves and our lives that have been occupied by these ungodly, unholy spirits. Every space that curses filled up, may it now be filled with the blessing, the hope, the joy, the love, the faith of Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit of our good God, saturate us inside and out. Be in us, on us, above us, beneath us, all around us. We want you all over us like a Holy Spirit rash. Precious sovereign Holy Spirit, we love you, we adore you, and we ask you, do not for one nanosecond leave our side in day or night. Make sure you are always alerting to us to what we are doing. Holy Spirit, I ask you to be our discernment, our eyes, our ears. Let us feel you, know you, touch you, taste you. We want to know you intimately, inside and out. Precious Holy Spirit, you are alive on earth with us now. Make yourself known to us. Continue to give us revelations of you so that we may continue to experience your love, your grace, your glory, your magnificence. Thank you again, precious Sovereign Father. Amen. Thank you, everyone. Lots of love. Bye-bye.